Meet Khadija Oropo, the visionary founder and creative executive officer of Drapes and Apparels Nigeria. With nearly a decade of expertise in the work uniforms industry, Khadija is redefining professional style across healthcare, hospitality, education, and beyond. Her passion lies in crafting uniforms that do modern clothes. They inspire confidence, elevate brand identity, and blend style with functionality. Backed by extensive training in garment production and business development, she brings tailored solutions to life, transforming workplaces one stitch at a time. Join us on Khadija's journey, where innovation meets elegance and professional wear.
My name is Khadija Oropo. I'm the founder and CEO of Drapes and Apparels. Drapes and Apparels is a work garment manufacturing outfit based in Nigeria, Lagos. Who are we? What do we do? We are your go-to one-stop shop for smart, stylish work uniforms. We take pride in clothing professionals, helping businesses, organizations, clothe their employees, create outstanding professional image. Work uniforms is beyond regular clothing or what you just wear to office or your workplaces. It actually gives your businesses identity, stand you out of the crowd. In fact, it helps to boost your business. It gives your business a competitive advantage. This we do, among other things. We cater to healthcare industries, hospitality industries, beauty and wellness organizations, education sector, and security outfits. We provide them premium functional work uniforms. Among which are these? Imagine you as a chef wearing this. You stand out. You don't need anybody to ask you what you do before you identify as being a chef. We take pride in selecting fabrics. Fabrics that are eco-friendly, comfortable on the skin, breathable, and really, really depict your brand. We take into cognizance your brand colors, your brand values, the functions of your workforce. What are they wearing it for? That is what we take pride in doing. Imagine you as a pediatric nurse or a pediatric doctor adorning this. Your patients who are children need no explanation to understanding who you are. And the beauty is this: you will be loved, you will be accepted as a professional that you truly are, and this will give you an outstanding recognition. Drapes and Apparels started from the comfort of my kitchen as a hobby. When I graduated as a microbiology graduate from Yaba College of Technology years ago, I went to enroll for a fashion class that I just felt like, okay, I just needed someone to handle my clothing and I wasn't getting good hands. And I decided to learn and get this skill. Afterwards, the need arises that I needed something extra to add to my take home, which wasn't enough to take home. And I started as a hobby. I make clothes for family and friends. But at some point, I discovered there's a gap. I see people wear uniforms, medical professionals are not really confident when they're not really confident when they wear their work uniforms. Some look drabby. You can be in your work uniform and dash out to see a friend, dash out to get to the bank to make some transaction, all because you're not confident in what you're wearing compared with when you're wearing celebration wear or your Owambe outfits. And That is a solution we come with to provide smart and stylish work uniforms. And in 2016, Dress and Apparels was birthed to give professionals work outfits that they can be proud of. We want to clothe you and make you go to work with pride. We want you to show up confidently. We want you to look the part. That is the beginning of this mission that Dress and Apparels is championing, to clothe professionals, to create, to help businesses create a standing image, to help businesses leverage on uniforms to expand their cost, build visibility. Over the years running business, this business, I've encountered a couple of challenges, to name a few. Firstly, sourcing good quality fabrics, which is one of the bedrock of this business. You could be skilled as a business owner, you could have skilled workforce, but if your resources are not good, it's going to affect your output. Sourcing good quality premium fabrics is one of our challenges, because they come, you know, at a premium, and for you to get the consistent supply of these is an Herculean task in Nigeria today. Another challenge we are facing is skilled workforce. Getting people that really understand garment production practices, not just anywhere belle face tailoring. Getting workers that share your vision, that understand what you want as a business owner, and they are ready to walk the journey with you. Aside that, access to finance. Without money, I think there is no business. And funding is an essential part of a business. It is like the oil in the engine of a business. Funding is very crucial and is one of our challenges in running Dress and Apparels. Although we've tried as much as possible to cushion this by trying to push for more sales, expand our marketing, expand our visibility, so that we can be in the faces of clients, customers that actually understand what we offer and they appreciate the value of what we offer. It hasn't been a bed of roses all through, but one thing that has kept us going on this journey is having positive feedbacks from our customers. I said, Dress and Apparel started from the comfort of my kitchen, where my kitchen cabinet was my cutting table, and we have grown to becoming a, you know, a structured company. We now have a walk-in store where you can have access to consultation, where you can get readily available work uniforms, where you can pre-order your work uniforms easily, effortlessly. On one day, I sat down and I got a call from someone, and he said he wanted some uniforms to be done for him. I found out that he's from another country, and I felt, oh, how come he chose us? And he said he's been dealing with people, but he did his background check and he's gotten feedback that we have his best plug for work uniforms. We have cloth brands within Nigeria, outside Nigeria, within Lagos, outside Lagos. We have professionals outside Nigeria, in United Kingdom, United States of America, that retail our brand, that retail our scrubs. And this is one of the reasons why we can't back out. we keep going on because it's a testament that we are doing something right. It's a testament that we are bringing value to the table. People see our products and they can put it side by side with other products, even from other countries, and you hardly see, you know, a huge difference between. This is our motivation that keeps us going. Another motivation is, as a woman-led business, I believe in creating our economy. I believe in women creating the economy, leading businesses, profitable businesses that can be a legacy after they are long gone. This fuels my energy. This keeps me going as a woman and is telling me that no, there is light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm like a role model for other women.
Hi, Khadija.
Hi, Julia.
It's good to have you here.
Yeah.
And I'm really thrilled about what you do. Medical scrubs, security uniforms, nanny uniforms, lab coats, and you know, the very beautiful thing I see here, because I'm a very colorful person. Don't mind that I'm wearing beauty of different colors and even the way they've been arranged.
Thank you.
We're not just seeing medical professionals in the regular white, sometimes scary uniforms. So well done. And how has business been?
Wow. It's been amazing. It's been awesome. Not without its challenges, though.
And that's why we're here. That's
why we run.
Or we move.
We move, like they say on the streets.
Thank you. So, how do you make money? Because we want to understand, in all that you do with all the amazing stories, how do you make money in your business?
Thank you for the question. There's no business without money. And there's no money without business. Now, at Drifton Apparels, we make money by producing our uniforms and supplying, consulting, as well as retailing. We consult, we supply, and we retail.
Awesome.
And we even have a customizing section.
Beautiful.
So it's either you have your workwear unbranded or you have them branded. So we make money by the workout, selling the work outfits. We make money by customizing outfits, customizing souvenirs. We consult for other upcoming business owners or intending business persons that are interested in this niche of fashion that wants to go into this kind of business. So we help them to, you know, see the value, the beauty of this niche and see how they can, you know, be a partaker in this niche.
Beautiful, beautiful. So with our current economy, definitely is not a Nigerian thing, it's a global thing.
Yes.
What has been the impact since when you started your business and now? Has things really changed for you?
Yes, it has really, really changed, positively and negatively.
Okay, I see.
Because most of our resources, some of them are sourced abroad, so they are FX dependent, and we experience a huge fluctuations. Should I say fluctuations? I would say upward
spiral.
Of prices. For instance, you're procuring at A today. By tomorrow, you're procuring at possibly Y. You know, the margin is killing. And it's quite difficult to pass on that huge price gap to the customers because we experience this perception from our customers saying, well, is it not just uniforms? You know, the way they value or an average person see other outfits, they see it as, for instance, maybe you have a party, you have an engagement. You could spend so much money on just a one-piece attire or a two-piece attire, but it's not the same when it comes to work outfits.
Okay.
So it's quite difficult to transfer those price gaps that I experience on
the customer.
On the customers. But then you've got to find a balance and see how you can, you know, make it available at a pocket-friendly price that will be readily accessible to customers.
So how does this now affect your pricing? You know, business, you are not supposed to bear the cost. Prices are increasing. You're not buying things at the same rate you bought them the previous time you made that purchase. So how have you managed this situation in your business? And also, I would like to know, your profits, is it now eroding because you are trying to understand the situation of things from your customer's perspective?
It's no gain saying that it's affecting our profit margin. But then as a brand, what we have done is to try as much as possible to check our cost points and to see how we can reduce our cost points so that, you know, it's about your cost, your profit, and your selling price. So when you reduce the cost, looking at, for instance, how much of electricity do you consume? How much are you buying your raw materials, your staffing? So do you have more of permanent staff in comparison with ad hoc staff? Or do you use ad hoc staffs and few permanent staff so as to reduce your overheads? So what we've been able to do is check our cost points and try as much as possible to reduce our costs to the barest
minimum
so as not to make our outfits
more expensive.
And we've been able to look at our clients. What do they want? How do they want it? Possibly targeting new set of clients that really, really appreciate and understand the value
of
uniforms. And we know that there are certain people that wouldn't want to buy locally made garments. So what are they seeing outside? What are they seeing in imported garments that are making them prefer them to locally made garments? This we have researched, and we have taken steps to get fabrics that are very, very durable, premium quality fabrics, and pay attention to our back end, that is the tailoring, the finishing, so as to meet international standards. And when you put them together, you're like, okay, why will I rather spend in foreign currency when I can get
the same thing
here? And overall, it's boosting our economy.
Well done. I see what you do with your fabrics, your selection of fabrics and all that. It's really top-notch, and I would say kudos.
And another thing we do is we infuse African fabrics in some of our collections. For instance, this is an apron.
I love the color.
And has a combination of African prints.
Yeah.
Aprons are easy to wear. We have different variations, some, you know, across your head. And for this one, it's having a strap that you can easily detach.
Yeah.
And strap back.
So very contemporary.
Very contemporary. Very
and you have this, you have these pouches.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And you can put your pen.
Pen while cooking.
While cooking.
So yeah. I can make my notes. All right.
Notes.
Well done. Well done. So you said something about people asking. I just want to give a word of advice. Something you could try. People asking if it's not just work uniform.
Exactly.
And why they should spend a lot. So life and business is all about communication. Party, you spend maximum of 5 hours at a party. But when you are at work, you spend at least 8 hours. So how about having a messaging framework that speaks to how about making work a party?
Awesome. And that's nice.
So, and you see, I say it over and over again, money and marketing are tied together. If you can come with that mindset, educate your target audience enough to understand that they can actually make work feel like a party, they will buy more. The second advice I'm going to give, because this is all about bringing money into the business, the second advice is get people to buy more of the scrubs. Let's use scrub for example. I bought blue scrub from you last
scrubs
year.
Are becoming vertical now.
So I can not have multiple colors.
Medical professionals alone.
So you can actually have a line or a collection where I can have them as color palettes. So pink scrub, I have one green, I have white, I have black. So
it's not looking orange. You're already helping them experience of
work separate, party separate. Don't forget, I said you spend at least 8 hours at work. Why not talk, have collections that make people know that, oh, I of this so that I can enjoy what I'm doing. And don't also forget to remind them that this is where you earn a living, so see it as a party.
Absolutely. Because your work outfit actually puts food on your table. Your party outfit is
just party.
Just party.
Few hours.
And these days, you find people having party where they might not want to repeat it for another party. So you spend so much money making a celebration where that you're going to wear just for one day.
So you can celebrate your work.
Or you can celebrate your work in your work uniform, and you stand confident. Anything, anywhere, that this is who you are. Put food on the table.
Ija, this is my charge to you, right? Because I believe it's going to bring in more money into the business. Yeah, since we are talking about cash flow, yeah. All right? So I want to see you create collections, okay. Beautiful colors, more of the pastel colors, so people don't become very selective. In 1 year, I want to see that collection out. In 1 year, I want to see you have something around work as a party.
Challenge taking.
Was the second two. So maybe you give yourself the third one and let's count down to 1 year. I believe I will see you doing far better than you're doing currently. Okay. Well done.
Thank you.